Welcome to What I'm Looking At, the podcast where you can just sit back, relax, and have some girl tell you what she's looking at for a few minutes. I'm here in the post office parking lot. After I record this, I'm going to go and check my P.O. box. I've got Pepita here, snoozing away, and nice cold sparkle water by my side. Grapefruit. I just got a SodaStream device, and it's not arrived yet, but I'm waiting with anticipation. The only thing I'm not sure about is how to procure all natural flavors to put in the water besides actual fruit or something like that. I think they sell some drops, but I don't know what they're made of. I didn't look. So maybe I should just look. Anyway, I have a SodaStream coming because I go through, if I'm honest, quite a few aluminum cans. So I thought, why not give it a try? Speaking of my P.O. box, you can send me an item or a letter or anything you want me to look at into my P.O. box at emilycross/whatimlookingat, P.O. box 300836. Dang it. Is that right? I don't really remember. I have it written down on a piece of paper here. Oh, geez. I think that's right. I'm not gonna look. If you'd like to double check that, it is on my Instagram at CrossRecord in my highlights where it says what I'm looking at. There's the address there. And speaking of CrossRecord, which is my band, last week I released my first single on my from my third full-length record, coming out on August 2nd on Bada Bing Records. The single is called Paisal My Castle, and Paisal stands for Put Your Shoes On, Leave. A lot of confusion surrounding it, which was intentional. But if you'd like to listen to Paisal My Castle, I also made a video with the help of my friend Marjorie Bailey in a sensory deprivation float tank. It was really fun. And I hope you enjoy that song. More to come. I'm in the process of dreaming up new music videos as well. And two more things I just have to say, because it's my job to do this. But if you'd like to purchase my record pre-order style, it's really cool when you pre-order, because it shows me that you're interested, and also you get a special record. But if you'd like to pre-order my record, it is through the Grapefruit Records store, Bada Bing Records, Grapefruit Records, just like this grapefruit sparkling water I am consuming. Go check out Grapefruit Records and grab my record there. It's like orange vinyl. I love it. And one more thing before I dive into today's object, and that is that I restarted and revamped my Patreon account after much consideration. I get to be honest, kind of stressed out about Patreon because of all the tiers and all of the, you know, I feel very indebted to people that are giving me money out of the kindness of their hearts, even though I'm providing things that they like and consume. A friend of mine told me that he had one and he just has one tier and he does $10 a month and that's it. So that's what I did. And there's no like promised tiers or things. It's basically just I'm going to do special things now and then for my patrons, and I hope that some of you will consider giving me $10 a month or more if you want to, if you really have some extra cash to give me. I would so appreciate you, but I also just appreciate you listening. So that was it. That's the thing I had to say. There we go. So today's item is interesting. I received it in my P.O. box, and I'm looking at it. It is so funny looking. It is. The description is on the tag. It is a shrilling chicken. Shrilling chicken. Okay? I'm just going to describe overall to you what it is, and then I'm going to go into the specifics of it. So it's called Shrilling Chicken. It's a plastic squeezy toy. It's more than a foot long, maybe a foot and a half. It's wrapped in like a plastic netting. And that's the long and short of it. So I'm going to start at the top and go down. The top is the tag and it's blue. It's like a kind of bright blue, I'll say. It has a little green in it. It's like a phthalo blue. It has a couple graphics on it. One graphic is a chicken. And then the other graphic is like a bam shape. I hope you know what that means. It's like a word bubble, like a thought bubble, but like jagged edges, like bam. In a comic book. And that graphic is on top of the chicken. And the chicken is just standing there with one foot kind of out. And then his mouth is open. His head is back as if he is. And I'm saying he because I can tell it's a male chicken. A chicken, not a hen. He has an eyebrow, which is strange. And a little goblet, one of those little jiggly chin things, and what is that thing on top that looks like a mohawk? It's red. And then his body is yellow, and his feet are orange, and he looks happy. In the BAM graphic, it says squeeze me with 2 exclamation points, and the font is like a sans serif nondescript. I would say it looks kind of cheap. Can a font look cheap? I don't know. And the BAM graphic is red with a drop shadow of white. It's not the most compelling graphic, but I have to say I kind of like it. Most of the tag is occupied by the title or the description, Shrilling Chicken. And this font is almost sans serif. It's like very, very slight serif. And it is red with a yellow border, thin border, and a drop shadow of black. And at the top of the tag, it says, in just plain old sans serif small font, for ages 6 and up. And then below Shrilling Chicken, we have a warning. Choking hazard. Small parts, not for children under 6 years, made in China. And that's the tag. I'm kind of confused as to what parts are small, because there's no apparent small part to this. But maybe it looks like the neck might be able to be popped off, and maybe there is something inside that can be swallowed. I'm not gonna investigate that, but maybe. Okay, the chicken itself has the red mohawk jiggler thing. The eyes are, and you can see kind of where it's been painted. Like, the plastic is obviously all yellow, but then the red part has been spray painted on, probably by some kind of machine. It's hard to tell. There's some overspray. And then his eyes are open wide, like he's very surprised about something. And he has eyelids and white eyes with black pupils. Also spray painted on there, but kind of in a messy way. And his mouth is wide open, like he's shocked, like totally flabbergasted about something or other. And his beak is the same red, spray painted on, but this is even more kind of sloppily applied, and it's, since the plastic is yellow underneath, it's like orange instead of red. And then on either side of his mouth are the jiggler flaps, and they're the same spray painted red. And the whole body of the chicken, it's dimpled, or no, pimpled. There's bumps all over it, like chicken skin, but like a chicken without feathers skin. So this chicken must have no feathers. And there he is, one little wing and the other little wing. And he has a bow tie on for some reason. Also red, just a very simple bow tie, and then his little feet are red as well. His chicken feet are red. They're cute. And as I said before, he's wrapped in a mesh, a white mesh net bag. Not mesh, netting. And I think we should squeeze him, since the tag explicitly commanded me to squeeze him. I'm going to put it far away from the mic because it might be loud. It scared Pepita. Pepita, it's just this chicken, okay? She does not like it. Now that she's used to it, she doesn't care. Well, I'm gonna turn it around. Let's see. On his behind, there is a tail. It's more like a nub tail. And underneath the tail, there's a little triangle. I'm not sure why. Maybe I can't imagine that being an actual decision that someone made to put something right where his you-know-what hole would be. But maybe they did. It looks perhaps like an artifact of the manufacturing. It's impossible to know. Overall, I would say this shrilling chicken lives up to its name. It is shrill. And it's a chicken. So I don't know what I'm going to do with this chicken now. There was a note included, and it said that it could be for Pepita. Maybe she'll like it. Maybe she'll grow to love it. Who knows? But we'll try. We'll try it out. Maybe it will just stay in my room as a sort of artifact of what I'm looking at. I want to thank Ben for sending this to my P.O. box. It was very exciting to receive. And I want to thank all of you for being here with me. I hope that you enjoyed what I'm looking at. I hope that you have a wonderful day wherever you may be. And I can't wait to share with you what I'm looking at next week. Until then. Thank you.